Hi everyone, welcome back to Raised on the Diz. This is episode number 8. I am your host, Alan.
And hey everybody, this is Nick. Today we're talking about strategy for a Magic Kingdom day. More specifically, we're talking about the top 5 rides that you should pinpoint for rope drop. So question number 1 is, what is rope drop? So rope drop is when you head to the park right at open, and it gets its name from when the cast members would stretch a rope across the entrance, typically at the end of Main Street, and everybody would have to wait to get into the park. So then you have a big decision. What ride are you going to pinpoint first?
Right. And we talked, you know, in a previous episode about strategy. And, like Nick said, we're talking about Magic Kingdom today. Magic Kingdom, remember, is made up of those different lands. And so after you walk down Main Street and you make your way to the castle, you have to decide, which land am I going to first? And that, you know, honestly, is dependent on where, you know, what you want to ride and what you want to check out first.
So the other big question is, how is rope drop impacted by the COVID-19 pandemic? And honestly, that is a changing answer. So right now, what the recommendation is that you are supposed to go to the park on an off day about 30 minutes before the official opening, and then on a busy day, a peak day, head to the park about an hour before opening. But we've been really tracking this, and it seems to vary day by day on whether Disney is just letting people through to the lands that they want to go to, whether it's Frontierland or Tomorrowland or Fantasyland, or if they're holding them at the end of Main Street like they typically have. So it's a little bit inconsistent at the moment, but these are basically the best tips that we can give you right now as things stand today.
And if you're wondering, you know, if rope drop is something that you should even be concerned about at all, I know for our last trip, we mentioned on that we did not rope drop anything. And so while that was really great and it was kind of a nice, more sort of leisurely time in the morning at the parks, there were certainly things that we did not get to ride, which we already mentioned. So keep that in mind. You know, if you want to go to the parks and try to ride as much as you can, these 5 rides that we're going to mention are the ones that you really should be targeting right out of the gate.
And we should mention before we get too far into it that we have a bonus as well. We're going to give you 5 rides that we think you can wait to ride. This isn't a criticism or a compliment to any of these rides. It's just 100% based on their wait times at 1 o'clock today. And we're recording this on July 13th, 2021. So these are actual ride times from 1 o'clock today. And we're going back to our old friends at touringplans.com. I use this resource all the time. So basically what I did was went on the My Disney Experience app and looked at the longest ride times in Magic Kingdom and then compared them to the Touring Plans Lines app, which is available on the Apple App Store and on the Google App Store as well. So you can go and download that. It is a little bit of a membership charge to belong to it, but the great benefit that it's going to give you is that it's going to tell you how long the ride line actually is. And we've tried this out with our trips and find it to be pretty accurate.
Right. And I was going to say, we used that pretty consistently the last time. And so there were some rides that were maybe, you know, may had a 40 or 50 minute posted time at the ride entrance. We looked at touring plans and it was much, much shorter. And a lot of those rides, like Pirates, for example, were things that we were able to pretty much walk onto with maybe like a 10 minute wait. So touring plans is pretty spot on with their estimates.
And like I said, it is a little bit of a fee to use the Lines app, but totally worth it to get basically a real-time estimate on how long the ride times are. You're going to see as we go through this list that it might influence your decision as you move throughout the day on whether to head in one direction or another.
Right.
So let's get right into this. This is the number one ride to Rope Drop in the Magic Kingdom. And it's no surprise, Seven Dwarfs Mine Train.
Yes.
So this is a mass exodus to Seven Dwarfs Mine Train at Rope Drop every morning.
If you're not familiar with the lands in Disney, the Seven Dwarfs Mine Train is in Fantasyland. So it is in the section of the park that is adjacent to the teacups and Winnie the Pooh, the Winnie the Pooh ride. And it is a place that a lot of people kind of target right away. And the line can be pretty lengthy.
So this is a roller coaster that has a 38-inch height requirement. It's good for basically your whole family, unless you have little toddlers. And it is basically a trip into the story of Snow White in roller coaster form. So a really great ride. 85 minutes was the wait time today. The actual time, according to the Touring Plans Line app, was 73 minutes. So basically what that says to me is that this one's going to have a wait all day long.
Yes.
And this is one that you're going to want to get in line for right away.
This is a ride that we rode two times while we were in Disney the last time in June. And both of the times, the waits were pretty long. The first time, it was like in the afternoon. And the second time was actually right at the end. I want to say like 8 o'clock at night. And the wait was still pretty lengthy. So if this is something that you or your family is very interested in riding, unless you don't mind a 73-minute wait or whatever it may be, definitely try to get to this one first and get into that line before the crowd starts to pile up.
And I'm going to create something right here called the comfort meter for the lines. This one is probably a comfort meter of about 5 out of 10. It gets really hot on a summer day. There are some fans in the line, but they don't help that much. And you're going to wait a long time in the sun before you get undercover, and then even longer to get inside. So this is one that you want to get out of the way right off the bat.
Right. And try not. I mean, we kind of messed this one up by riding this the first time on this last trip in the middle of the afternoon because it was very, very hot. But yes, try to ride this thing, you know, early in the morning at Rope Drop. If you happen to miss Rope Drop, you know, it can be one that you can try to get in right before closing. But just keep in mind that the lines will probably be pretty long even then.
It's going to be long all day. Here's another one that's going to be long all day. Splash Mountain. Mm-hmm. At 1 o'clock today, again, July 13th, 2021, the wait was 80 minutes. The actual time, according to the Touring Plans Line app, was 56 minutes. Mm-hmm. So a little bit of a discrepancy there, but still a pretty long wait. You're still going to wait an hour for that ride. Comfort meter on this one, I would put it at about a 7. You're outside, but there's plenty of shade, so the queue isn't terrible. Obviously, a really good ride as well. Definitely worth your wait. But you're going to want to hang left when you get out of Main Street and head towards Frontierland for this one to hit it first.
Right. Yeah. This one is up by Big Thunder. And it is one that it's, you know, it's really funny whenever you see it like temporarily shut down or something throughout the day. As soon as that opens back up, that ride opens, it's like, you know, mass exodus to that particular ride because people are either waiting around for it or they have their eye on it, especially, you know, Florida heat. It's a really nice ride to go ahead and cool off on. So yeah, I definitely believe that one should be on there.
So I think a lot of people are familiar with this one, but background is that this is the trip into the world of Briar Rabbit and his trip down into the Briar Patch. Mm-hmm. Obviously a 50-foot drop that's, for whatever reason, that defies logic, scares our daughter, even though it's pretty much a kid ride.
She cried. As soon as we went down the drop, she immediately started crying. And she loves Cali River Rapids at Animal Kingdom, so she loves getting, you know, wet on rides. And yet this one terrifies her. I'm hoping that changes for our next trip.
So again, it has an 80-minute wait according to Disney, and the actual wait is 56 minutes. This is one, if you do have people that aren't interested in Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, maybe they've done it before, they don't feel like doing it again, head in the direction of Splash Mountain. And the added benefit is that in Florida, it's already hot at 9 o'clock in the morning, so you get cooled off at the same time. So double benefit on that one.
Right.
Or you could head right and head to Tomorrowland.
At the castle, to Tomorrowland, that I always feel like we
neglect.
We kind of skip over a little bit. But Space Mountain, that is number 3 on our list. It is another ride that has a very long wait. Now, what's nice about Space Mountain, for those of you that may not be familiar, is that it is an indoor roller coaster with the queue being indoors. So the queue is not quite as bad to wait in. But this is another one that had about an hour wait time at 1 o'clock this afternoon. The posted time was 80 minutes. However, Touring Plans said the actual time was about 49.
So it's about an hour wait. And I want to go back to the queue. Yes, it is indoors. I always find this queue to be kind of muggy.
Yeah.
It definitely is humid inside that. It is also, if you're claustrophobic, it's a little cramped too.
Kind of dark. And,
so the theme of Space Mountain is that if you're claustrophobic, you're not going to feel good about that from start to finish, because then they load you into these tiny little vehicles where you're back to back with people and then you're in the dark.
Right.
So, but of course, Space Mountain, classic attraction. It's been in Disney World for the past 5 decades. And this one is a trip into space, totally dark.
Mm-hmm.
And again, you are in a little ride vehicle. And I mean, the thing about this one is as you're going through the track, we watched this one with the lights on the other day on YouTube, and it looks a lot different. But you always feel like you're going to hit other parts of the track as you're riding this ride.
Right. It kind of reminds me almost of like a Wild Mouse type of a ride. But like Nick said, you know, the vehicle that you're sitting in, it looks like a rocket. But, you know, there are three people just front to back. And so you're not sitting next to anyone. And obviously it's an open, you know, there's nothing overhead or anything. But yeah, you're not really, you can't see anything, but there are a lot of like sudden drops and turns and things like that. So it can be a little rough. If you aren't liking rides like that, you may want to skip it, but it's pretty good. And it is, like Nick said, it's a classic ride.
So this one, you're shaving off about half your wait time as far as Disney inflation of the wait time at 1 o'clock today on 7/13/2021. But again, ride queue comfort meter, I'd give it an 8 out of 10 just because it is a little bit humid, but it's definitely a place to get out of the heat.
Right. And even toward closing, this was one of the rides that we promised Christian that we would ride whenever we were there. And we kept watching the wait times and they never really went down. And so we waited until the very, very end of the day, like half hour left before closing. And it was still a pretty lengthy wait time. So this is one that if you're thinking, I can maybe wait till the end of the day, that may not make it a faster experience.
Yeah, if you have thrill seekers in the group, you're probably going to want to head right whenever you reach the end of Main Street and head to Tomorrowland and try out Space Mountain. If you have kids that can't ride Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, I think the best strategy for you, given that Splash Mountain also has a 40-inch height requirement, is to head to Peter Pan's Flight, which is number 4 on our list. It had a 60-minute wait this afternoon. And the actual wait time, according to the Touring Plans Line app, was 44 minutes. So this one, how do we describe it? It's basically a trip into the Peter Pan movie, but you feel like you're flying.
Right. I love this ride. And, you know, every time I ride it, it's short. And, you know, it's another ride that you're, you know, kind of when it's done, you kind of wonder, like, why is the wait time so long for this? You know, because it is a shorter ride. And it could probably be updated, but it's another one of those classic rides. You get into a flying sailboat and, you know, you go off to Neverland and you kind of fly around Neverland and you look down and see all the different scenes from Peter Pan. So again, it's not like, you know, anything new and sort of revolutionary, so to speak, by 2021 standards. And yet it is one of those classic rides that, I don't know, I love it. And I think a lot of kids probably do too.
I'm not a huge fan of this ride, and I don't say that about very many attractions in Walt Disney World, but I'm not a huge fan of Peter Pan's Flight. I could take it or leave it. I mean, I could pass on it for any given trip. I also want to point out that the line takes a bit of time to get through.
It does.
It's a slow loading vehicle, so it is a longer line just based on how those vehicles are loaded. But they have updated the queue. The ride line has been updated with scenes of the Peter Pan movie. And I honestly think the queue is better than the ride at this point.
Right. The queue is really cute. So you kind of, you're always undercover in this queue, which is nice. And then eventually as you get closer to the ride entrance, it's almost like you're in like the Wendy and Michael's house. And so there is one scene where you're like in their bedroom or their nursery, I think they call it in the movie. And you can actually see like Tinkerbell like flying around and different things will like knock over or light up, you know, things that she has run into. And so, yeah, it's very kind of interactive, lots of things to look at for young kids. So they have made the queue really nice. But yeah, definitely head to this one if you have all small children or people that are not thrill seekers and don't want to ride the mountain rides or the mine train. This is one that fills up really quickly.
And I'd give this one a Q comfort meter of about 7 out of 10. It's obviously covered. You're going to be in air conditioning some of the time, which is nice in the hot Florida heat. But also, you're very crammed as well. And it is a very crammed queue. There's not a lot of space to distance. Right. So I would definitely give it a 7 out of 10. It's okay. It's not the best.
And keep in mind, you know, speaking of distancing, I feel like for the past year, you know, that's been a word that has been part of our vocabulary every day. But that is something that has gone away. You know, there is not the distancing in the lines anymore. So keep that in mind if you're planning a trip. If that is something that, you know, makes you a little apprehensive, just remember that, you know, I don't think there are any rides at all that continue to be distanced. Even when you board on some of these rides, there's no longer like an empty seat between you and the next party. So everything, you know, in that respect is kind of back to normal. So just kind of keep that in mind.
You can still see the adhesive marks on the carpet and the concrete from the social distancing, but that is all pretty much gone at this point, and you're being told to fill all of the available space. So traditions continue in Walt Disney World. We're back to filling all of the available space once again. Mm-hmm. And so speaking of queues and comfort, this is actually a pretty comfortable queue, in my opinion. Jungle Cruise, which had a wait of 60 minutes at 1 o'clock today, and the actual wait, according to the Touring Plans Lines app, was 43 minutes. And mm-hmm. I feel like I need to explain my original comment there about the comfort in the queue. People that understand this queue are probably going to say, oh, it's all outside. How can you say that? Well, this ride has probably the best fan system seen in Disney World. You can go there on a 95-degree day, go in there, and you're obviously under a roof, mm-hmm. but the fans are in, like, every 6 square inches, there's a fan. And it is a great place to cool down. And you can wait in line there for a while. You could probably wait in line for 35 to 40 minutes and have it not feel like a long time because you're cool and the line seems to be constantly moving.
Right. Yeah. I don't remember ever riding Jungle Cruise or ever standing in line to ride Jungle Cruise and just kind of being stagnant for a long period of time. Yeah. I always feel like we're moving. They have multiple boats that people will get on and then go on their tour of the Nile. And so, you know, they keep that moving very, very quickly. This is one of Claire's favorites. And so, you know, we often make time to head to this one. It is kind of being imagined at this point. There are a couple of scenes that they are redoing, and there is that new Jungle Cruise movie coming out at the end of the month. So kind of nice timing for that. But yeah, it's a comfortable queue, and yet this is a ride that does get fairly busy. So again, this is an Adventureland. If you make your way to the castle, you want to make a left. And it's right before you get to the Pirates of the Caribbean.
Yeah, so a couple reasons that this one wound up on our rope drop list. Number one, the wait was longer than what I anticipated, but looking at our Disney trips, it always has a pretty long line. Mm-hmm. You also have the Jungle Cruise movie, which is coming out at the end of the month, which I think is just going to increase mm-hmm. the wait. And you also have this reimagining that's going on currently. If you go on the ride today, there's a lot of green banners and tarps mm-hmm. hung up where they're reimagining certain aspects. And there's going to be an overriding story behind this ride when it's all finished. But right now, what it basically is a trip across the rivers of the world, and things obviously go wrong, and things are really punny as well. There's a lot of puns
on this ride.
The skippers
are
fun. Yeah, so they tell jokes that are kind of cringeworthy but fun, and it just kind of has a cool feel to it. So this is a really fun ride that I think is going to increase in popularity and always has a pretty long standby line. And of course, you know, we're talking about this because we don't have any firm idea of what FastPass is going to look like in the future for Disney World. So standing in line is basically what you have to do at this point.
Right.
We are not people that stand in lines. We were big on FastPasses and strategizing around that, getting our 3 FastPasses of the day and then getting as many bonus FastPasses as we can. But we've turned into people that stand in line. And it's just basically out of necessity because you have to at this point.
I was going to say, I mean, thinking back to the good old days of FastPass, you know, we would be FastPassing the first 3 on our list. You know, if FastPasses existed, the Mine Train, Splash Mountain, Space Mountain would be 3. I don't want to say the only 3 FastPasses that we would want at Magic Kingdom, but those are the 3 that we would definitely be interested in fast passing. I don't think so much Peter Pan and Jungle Cruise, but those first three. But without that, you know, luxury of having fast pass, yeah, you have to have a strategy a little bit.
Yeah, and it's been since forever, since FastPass has been around. So it's hard to even remember the exact tiers for Magic Kingdom.
Yeah.
But Zolian's right. So the first three on the list would be definitely fast passable. Mm-hmm. I would put Peter Pan's Flight also in that group potentially, but maybe a bonus fast pass later in the day. So we can talk more about fast passes whenever we get an idea of what that's mm-hmm. going to look like. Under the new system. But I want to talk about five rides that we think that you can do later in the day. Or maybe if you have the Touring Plans Lines app, keep track of it, look for a window of opportunity, and head over there. And the first one is surprising, because this is one that probably by rights should be in our top five mm-hmm. rope drop rides, but it isn't. And it's a mix of looking at the lines mm-hmm. every day, and also personal history. So at our last trip in June, we rode Big Thunder Mountain a lot.
A lot.
And we were able to do that because it was basically a walk-on. And I've talked to people who are really surprised that that was the case. But it's the real deal.
Yeah.
It was posted as a 15-minute wait. We walked right on. There were times that it was posted as a 20 or 25-minute wait. We walked right on. So this ride, many are probably familiar with it, but it's the wildest ride in the wilderness. It's a runaway mine train mm-hmm. that is really fun. It's
my
longer
favorite.
Ride, which is really cool. Mm-hmm. Lots of twists and turns and lots of fun stuff to look at.
Yeah. And, you know, the queue isn't bad to wait in at all. But like Nick said, you know, we didn't really have to wait all that long. I mean, we were pretty much moving all throughout this covered queue the entire time. This is one of those rides that has a 40-inch height requirement. And so Carter was able to ride this for the first time. And one of the reasons why we went on it repeated times is because, you know, he didn't want to get off. And so we just jumped back in line. And even, you know, the second and third time was just as fast as the first. So
the first thing we'll talk about here is the wait time and the actual time. And then we'll talk about the comfort meter, the mm-hmm. queue comfort meter. So the posted time today at 1 o'clock was 45 minutes. The actual was 30. Mm-hmm. So it seems like there was a little bit of a wait for Big Thunder Mountain today. The queue comfort meter, I would put it a 7 out of 10. It's outside. You're still going to be hot. They do have some fans moving and it is all covered.
Yeah, you're covered. And I don't know. I think it's neat. And there, you know, there are some interactive things for the kids to take a look at and to kind of play with, you know, as you're kind of waiting in line. But, you know, the line was, like I said, constantly kind of moving. And so the kids didn't really even have a chance to mess with all the little levers and buttons and things like that they have there. So it was good.
Next up, we're going to talk about It's a Small World. This one was posted today as a 55-minute wait. And this is mind-blowing, really. According to the Touring Plans Line app at 1 p.m. today, the actual wait time was 15 minutes. So posted 55, actual wait time 15 minutes. This is consistent. Can Disney consistently post a longer wait time for this ride than what actually exists?
And this is in the area, this is in Fantasyland. So this is actually directly across from the Peter Pan's Flight ride. And so this does seem like an area that gets really kind of jammed. You know, this is kind of where you see a lot of traffic. It's kind of a more narrow kind of pathway between those two rides. And so I think, you know, as you're walking through there, if you would happen to glance over and see 55 minutes for It's a Small World, I think at the moment you could be like, oh yeah, I believe it, because it seems like this place is really packed. But I don't remember, at least in the last few trips that we've made, I don't remember waiting like anywhere close to that to ride this thing.
Yeah, it's usually a pretty short wait. So this is a trip around the world, talking about how the world is a lot more small than what we think, and we have more in common than we have that is different between us. So there's animatronics that are coming from all of the countries of the earth. One fun fact, as my daughter Claire likes to say, is pay attention at the end of the ride where they have some electronic screens, and you might see your name pop up. It'll say goodbye, and then it'll say Nick or Zolian.
Right.
We've had that happen a few times. I think it usually pops up for one person in your boat. So that's a fun fact for this one.
Yeah, it's cool.
And comfort meter, queue comfort meter on this one, I'd put it at an 8 out of 10.
Yeah,
it's indoors. Cool. It's not particularly cool. It's not also particularly interesting either.
I don't know. I think it's pretty cool. Like, I don't think that it's cool as in, like, not hot is what I mean. you know, they have some fans and it's all undercover. There's not a ton to look at, but again, I feel like you're moving pretty consistently, and then you get on a boat and you head off. Now this is a longer ride too. So, you know, even if you want to just maybe cool off, you know, this is definitely some place that you may want to take a look at, since the lines are typically fairly short.
It's a really, really, really long ride.
It's really not long. It's not exciting. So if you're like a thrill seeker, I mean, this is definitely not something that, you know, would be on the top of your list. There are no like drops or anything like that. It's really just a visual thing. Like people with very young kids, like little children may really like to look at all of the visuals, and you look really bored just talking about it. Or people who are older that maybe, you know, like, I don't know, like, you know, grandmas and great grandmas or whoever that goes with you may like to take a ride on A Small World.
Some of the original Imagineers worked on this ride.
It's a classic.
The Sherman Brothers wrote the song for this ride. The Sherman Brothers are obviously really famous songwriters for Walt Disney. So I have great appreciation for the historical aspect of this ride. I would appreciate it a lot more if it was 5 minutes shorter.
Right. It's pretty long. Is it like 15 minutes, 10 minutes? And I feel like it's long.
It's very long.
Yeah, it is. So again, if you have some time to kill and everybody's hot, go check out It's a Small World.
I do like it. I appreciate it. I again would appreciate it if it was 5 minutes shorter. This next one is an awesome one. One of my favorites, Pirates of the Caribbean. So this one had a posted 50-minute wait, and the actual wait, according to Touring Plans Lines app, at 1 p.m. today was 14 minutes.
Mm-hmm. I believe that. We rode Pirates so many times, and Carter, our youngest, who again, he's three, this is one of his favorites. Even though he can ride some of the big kid rides now, he still always talks about Dead Men Tell No Tales. That's his favorite. He wants to be a pirate for Halloween, so he's really into it. But this is one, yeah, like Nick said, it's the queue. It may be one of my favorite queues in the entire park because it's all covered and it's very cool. And, you know, you're kind of on this sort of like in this sort of veranda kind of area at first. And then you go into kind of looks like a, maybe like a dungeon, or it looks as if you're kind of in a fort or something. And so it's pretty cool and lots of neat things to look at. And then the ride itself is really neat as well.
This one gets a coveted queue comfort meter score of 10.
Yeah,
it is the most comfortable queue in the park.
I agree with it. And the first time I think we rode it on the last trip, they had these barriers up. Do you remember that? The barriers? And then like the next time we went to Magic in that same trip, it was just like a few days later, they were down. So that was kind of nice to see.
Yeah, Pirates of the Caribbean doesn't have the interactive aspects of Big Thunder Mountain or Haunted Mansion or Seven Dwarfs Mine Train. It is just basically empty, but it is so on theme and so cool. It could be the hottest day in Central Florida and you could head in that queue and get cooled down. And it's kind of counterintuitive because you're still open air at the beginning of the queue. There are very few times, and there were actually a couple on this last trip that this happened, but there are very few times that you get backed up too far
right
into the outer area of the queue. Mm-hmm. But it's just great, and the ride is great. So, I mean, obviously, this is a trip into the days of piracy. It features Jack Sparrow, mm-hmm. and obviously, it's a classic. And everybody, if they make it down to Magic Kingdom, should check it out.
Yep.
Another classic on our list mm-hmm. is the Haunted Mansion,
yep.
which is my favorite ride in the park, in any park for that matter. And this is heading over there to see the Happy Haunts with the ghost hosts and taking a trip into the spiritual realm on Doom Buggy. So this one had a posted wait of 55 minutes. The actual is 29. Mm-hmm. I've seen a lot more discrepancy on that in the past. Those are closer than I've seen them before. So not a long wait. And this one is located in Liberty Square. Mm-hmm. And I would say definitely a comfortable queue. I'd give it a queue comfort meter of 7 because it is outside and it is covered for most of it, but not a lot of air conditioning or anything like that. But right. the line moves really fast.
Yeah, the line moves pretty well. And they actually moved the location of that. It's now down. You kind of, when you first get into the line, you're actually going to be kind of ushered down by the river near the steamboat where it's located. So you get to check that out before you kind of move up a little closer to the Haunted Mansion. But it's covered all the time, like Nick said, which is nice. And the beginning part of the ride, you get to actually go into that stretching room for the first time
for a while.
In a while,
it was shut down because of the pandemic, and of course, that's iconic and something that people look forward to. Our 3-year-old can recite it, believe it or not, by heart, at least a big portion of it. So people really look forward to that, and that is back now. And again, they're telling you to fill all of the available space and step into the dead center of the room. So this is obviously a great ride. You can also catch this one at different times of the day after it's been closed down for kind of a break, where the line is shorter than usual. So a great ride, definitely would recommend it, but it's not one that you need to rush to. Another one that you don't need to rush to is The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. This is a great ride that kind of takes you into that classic movie with the Heffalumps and the big flood and Pooh getting stuck in Rabbit's house, all of those classic scenes. So this one had a posted time of 50 minutes. According to Touring Plans lines, the actual wait was 28. So a little bit of a discrepancy there. A half hour wait isn't too bad for anything, and it's usually a little bit shorter than that.
And this queue is really, really cute. Now, it's all outside. I think all or most is covered. However, it's very, very interactive, and there are like these big screens at one portion that kids can touch, and it looks like they're like moving honey around in like a pod or a hive or whatever. And so it's really cute. So lots of things for the kids to do. They won't get too bored waiting in that line. And that line does move pretty quickly, I think.
I give this one a queue comfort meter of 6 out of 10. It is mostly covered, but it is very tight as well. It's probably more in the realm of Peter Pan's flight in that respect. So it's okay. It's no Pirates of the Caribbean.
Right.
But that is going to do it for kind of our trip around the Magic Kingdom. Just to recap it, I'll give the 5 that we said to Rope Drop: Seven Dwarfs Mine Train, Splash Mountain, Space Mountain, Peter Pan's Flight, and Jungle Cruise.
And the 5 that you definitely should ride on your trip, but these are the 5 that you could probably wait and you don't need to head there right away in the morning, would be Big Thunder Mountain, It's a Small World, Pirates of the Caribbean, Haunted Mansion, and The Many Adventures of Winnie the Pooh. Now, just keep in mind, if you have tiny kids, they can ride all of those except for Big Thunder. They have to be 40 inches to ride that one.
Yeah, don't miss any of those rides. They're all excellent rides. And don't forget to stick around at the end of the night for Happily Ever After, the great fireworks show that is back at Magic Kingdom that features projections on Cinderella's castle and an awesome fireworks show. So check your schedule when you go for the time for that and don't miss it.
Absolutely.
So that is going to do it for today. I'm going to give a plug real quick for our social media channels. We're on Facebook at facebook.com/raisedonthediz. Also instagram.com/raisedonthediz. And you can listen to our podcast and like and subscribe anywhere you download your podcast, including Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or our channel over at Buzzsprout. So definitely follow us there. That is going to do it for episode 8.
Have a magical day.
And have a great, big, beautiful tomorrow.